Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber here from Scio High School, where the Warrior girls getting set to take on the Scio Loggers in this first game of the league, PacWest Conference action. Warriors come into this game with an 8-3 record overall. Scio is 1-10. They also lost to Jefferson 51-32 in the first league game of the year on the third earlier this week, Tuesday. So this is their second league game. Warriors have not played a league game yet. They have played one tough preseason schedule. So I'm getting starters here from Jen Kendall. I'm assuming those are their starters. They're going to start Kaylee Westbrook, Megan Trissel, number 11, Carrie Jones, number 14, Chloe Free, and number 23, Adrian Stover. For us, it's going to be Kylie Kendall, Sarah Lynn Grove, Maya Harzma, and Adie and Eliza Nisley. Thanks to Jen Kendall for getting those two before the game starts there. Appreciate that. Our faithful bookkeeper, Mandana Burrell, does the boys. Jen Kendall does the girls. Appreciate both of them and their commitment to our teams, giving up a lot of time. I mean, I know their parents, but, you know, it's not the same as watching your kid play from the stands. When you're doing the book, you are locked in and focused. You may know what happened in the game, but there's not a lot of time to cheer. You're pretty busy. So I appreciate both of them doing a good job on the books. And it takes a special personality to be a good bookkeeper, as it does a special person to be a good clock keeper. Just that ability to focus and really pay attention to what's going on, get locked in, and be really a part of the game and not just a fan caught up in the action. The Warriors will start their two freshman guards, or two of their freshman guards, Eliza and Adie Nisley, the two sophomores, Sarah Lynn and Maya, and then the one senior, Kylie Kendall. For the Loggers, it's going to be a sophomore, Kaylee Westbrook, a sophomore, Megan Trissel, a junior, Chloe Free, a junior, Adrian Stover, and a senior, Carrie Jones. We are just about ready to go here as they do the announcements here of the starting lineup. My broadcasting situation is not the best in the world. It is a bit of a challenge. I don't know if we could wrap this through your seat maybe. We are sitting up in a small balcony area trying to, I don't think that's going to work.
Without a table.
Yeah, no table, not quite enough extension cord. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. Laptop on the lap. MiFi sitting on the laptop. Cords going everywhere.
This is a game where it doesn't,
soundboard is behind me.
Doesn't matter.
I know. I understand. I can't keep that thing. I just lost it again. Oh, well. All right. Getting ready to jump center here. Warriors will start with the ball. Oh, wait. I can't say that yet. I think the Warriors will start with the ball. Jumping center will be...
Sarah should tip it back.
Carrie Jones and Sarah. Oh, and they won the tip as Carrie Jones out jumps Sarah Lynn. Warriors with some 1-3-1 look here early. A little miscommunication on where people are supposed to be, it looks like. Maya's coming way out. We got a travel called on Stover, but that looked weird. It looked like Eliza and Maya coming both out too far.
Eliza, they just didn't get organized.
And the Warriors just threw it away, turned it over. Eliza threw it right past Maya and back out of bounds. Maya took a step toward her, and I don't think Eliza was expecting
that. They're going to have a little trouble with intensity in a few of these games.
Oh, yeah. And that's
our league is.
So this is I guess it's a 1-3-1.
Yeah.
It is, but it's, boy, Eliza's really playing off on that far side. So it's a 1-3-1, but it doesn't look like one. It probably doesn't look like one to the Loggers either. They swing it around left side, try to drive, knocked away, stolen by Eliza. Eliza ahead to 80. 80 will take this one in.
Missed.
Little strong, rebound, by number 11, Jones, stolen by Eliza. Back to Maya. Eliza, left corner three-pointer. Good.
You gotta like that.
Eliza Nisley with her first basket of the game. 3-0 Warriors. Loggers with the ball. Westbrook up the sideline. Grove knocks it out of bounds. Couldn't quite come down with it. She apologizes to the crowd where she knocked the ball because she's a nice girl.
She's a Nisley.
No, that was Sarah Lynn.
Oh, that was Sarah. Yeah.
Sarah. They skip it over to Westbrook on the left angle extended. Back to Free. Free, unsure of what she wants to do. To Stover. Stover in the right corner. They double her. Picks up her dribble. Back to Free. Free drives left. Swings it to Westbrook. Knocked away by Kylie and out of bounds on Westbrook. Good job by Kylie there. Played that passing lane very well.
And controlled her follow through and didn't knock the girl the rest of the way out of bounds.
Yeah, let her go out of bounds on her own. In the right corner, Eliza, they find Sarah Lynn on the cut, lays it up and in. Assist from Kylie Kendall. That was Eliza to Sarah Lynn to, Kylie to Sarah Lynn. They turn it over, throw it away. It's hard to call that a pressure turnover. They just panicked. Warriors ball up 5-0. Eliza gets it right back. Down low to Kylie. Skip pass over to 80, drives the right side, hesitation, banks it up and in. Nice job. 80 Nisley. Little hesitation at about 10 feet. Got the defense to commit and then beat them to the side. Free. Tries to throw it ahead. Eliza saves it. Back into Maya. Maya takes it in. Fouled. What a steal by Eliza Nisley. She tipped it, went in the air, body control, threw it back into Maya. Incredible athletic play by Eliza Nisley. To the line, Maya Harzma. She'll shoot two. She was fouled on that left-hand lay-in attempt. And rolls that one in with some good backspin. Good job, Maya. Good shooter's roll there. One more for the sophomore point. And that one's a little strong, and it bounces in. So she was short on the first one, strong on the second one, and they both went in because of a good roll. And a timeout taken, 9-0 Warriors. Coach's timeout taken by Sio, their head coach, Jesse Gehrig-Heierle. Warriors, of course, coached by Jed McMullen, assisted by Tim Harzma, Amanda Grove, and Carl McShane helps out. He's coaching JV and helping out with varsity. Warriors in their road uniforms tonight with the royal blue as the main color. White numbers and letters and some gray trim. Sio with some horizontal stripes going on those uniforms. A black horizontal stripe at their waist, just below their waistline. An orange horizontal stripe across the yoke. And white uniforms. Not the prettiest ones I've seen. They get it to Westbrook. Westbrook back to Free. Free, the pressure on her. Picks up her dribble back over to Westbrook. Drives, trying
gotta
to get across
10.
Half court. There's your 10-second. It had to be 9 at that point, Ron. It was 10 after you said it, technically. 9-0 Warriors, 5:45 left to go first quarter. Maya to Eliza. They find Sarah Lynn cut to the basket again. The same play. The corner to the baseline to the cutter, and Sarah Lynn Grove 2 for 2. 2 assists for Kylie Kendall. There's a steal by Eliza. Back to 80. Oh, threw that one away. She should have just taken that in with the left hand. There's a pass ahead. There's a travel. No call there on Stover. They double her. She gets it down low. Good defense to recover back over to Trissel. Trissel backs it out. Mid-range jumper missed by Jones. Warriors with it ahead. And the basket no good for 80. Rebounded by Sarah Lynn up and in. Good hustle by Sarah Lynn Grove to run the floor. 13-0 Amity. Jones to Westbrook. Back to Free. You're going to get a 10-second call here again. In a second, they're going to get a foul on 80. Got a little tight up on Free there. Second foul on the Warriors. First foul on the Warriors. First foul. Also one foul against the Loggers into the game. Number 20, Anna Roth. Replaces Stover. Westbrook down low to Jones. Jones turns and misses along the baseline, gets it back, and then loses it, and then commits a foul as she runs down 80 Nisley. That was a shot. Free girl's not a small girl. I mean, she's probably 5'9", 5'10", and strong. And she just obliterated all 5'3 of 80 Nisley there. Warriors with the ball. Ahead to Eliza. Down in the corner, looking for the cutter. Back out to Maya. In the corner, Eliza. Nothing there. Out to Maya. Skips it over to 80. 80 in the corner. This time they go down low. Cross court. Bounce pass. Missed the post player. Ends up in Maya's hands. Eliza misses. Maya gets it back. She misses. Oh. Sarah Lynn's fouled as she takes the loose ball up for the basket. The basket doesn't go in, but a nice heads-up play by Grove. 4:14 to go in the first quarter. It's 13-0 Amity. Grove to the line's already got 6 points in this game, Ron. Now she's got 7 with a perfect free throw.
She
should teach Reagan how to shoot free throws and some of our other boys. Second one, also perfect. Beautiful stroke. She's got some arch taken off of that. Remember, she was shooting that ball high early in the season. A little lower now, but still plenty of arch. Pass ahead. Harzma almost knocks it away. Jones gets it to Westbrook. Cross half court to Jones. Jones throws it down in the corner to Roth. They tried to feed the post, knocked away by Kendall. Harzma, threw it on the wrong side of 80. 80 was looking for it on her right side. Maya threw it on her left side behind her. Turnover Warriors. 15-0 Amity halfway through the first quarter. Which means if we wanted to, we could probably score 120 in this game, but we're not going to. Ball knocked away, stolen, Harzma, 80 to Eliza, back to 80 for the layup. Great ball movement, 80 gets the basket, she's got 4. 17-0 Warriors, continue to press for maybe the rest, maybe 2 more minutes? What do you think? Not much longer. Pass ahead, Sarah Lynn with the steal, throws it ahead to 80, 80 lost it. Oh, she was trying to gather it, and it just slipped off the fingers, out of bounds. Sharp and McMullen into the game, and they're going to get Kendall and 80 Nisley out. 80, she'd like to have that one back. That was a great steal by Grove and a pass ahead. There's a ball almost knocked away. Jones gets it back, throws it ahead. Harzma tips it. Roth. The ball stolen by Sharp to Harzma to Nisley, and she's fouled. Going in with the left hand.
Jeff, they have one shot and 11 turnovers.
Well, before this game started, I warned everybody that if they thought the boys' game was ugly, this is going to be uglier. At the foul line, Eliza hits the first. She's got one more coming. She's got 4 points in the game. So does 80. Sarah Lynn leading the way with 8 points in the first quarter. I'll tell you a story here in a second. She misses the second one. Loggers with the ball. Roth brings it up. No double, but the ball knocked away from the side by Eliza. She scoops it up, accelerates the other way with the left hand up and in. What a great shot. Because there was some pressure coming there from the right side. She got it up and in. That was 23 Stover trying to chase her down. Eliza so fast, even with the ball. Eliza knocks that one out of bounds. Played a game one time my senior year in high school, Ron. We had a mismatch kind of like this. I don't know, I was in a tournament somewhere, and you just never, it's not who you scheduled, right? You showed up for the tournament, and that's who you got. And, they weren't a league opponent or anything, didn't know anything about them. We scored 29 in the first quarter. I had 18 of those on 8 out of 8 shooting from the field and 2 out of 2 from the line.
Two footers.
It was a lot of running out. I think I took one from outside of the key. There's a missed shot and a pushing foul down low on the Warriors.
12.
That was a good foul.
12.
It's going to be on Eliza. Her first foul. Second team foul. The Warriors 20-0 Amity. So these games happen sometimes, right? You just have a mismatch and. I didn't get to play the other 3 quarters. There's a steal by Eliza. Maya feeds her. Eliza gets the lay-in at the other end. 22-0 Warriors. Timeout taken by Sayo. Yeah, this is going to be a JV game in the second half.
Well, the girls side, Jefferson girls look like they may be slightly above average, but Sandham Christian, but you got Dayton, Taft, Sio, Sheridan that are
Sandham Christian is the only team that's going to give our girls anything to worry about, where we're going to need to actually show up and play well. You know, they've got a couple of girls with a little bit of talent, but not a lot.
Keep all of our guys healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the real key, right? Just stay away from injuries in these games, especially when they get a little sloppy. Full timeout taken by the Loggers. 22-0 Amity. A couple of minutes to go in the first quarter. Well, I'll tell you what, I followed the rest of that story. So, end of the first quarter, I come out and coach subs somebody in for me. I'm thinking I'm going to get 50, right? The coach subs somebody in for me. He says, have a seat, your day's done. I said, what do you mean my day's done? He goes, well, you already got your average. Have a seat. Not going in again. Like, oh, man. 2:14 to go here in the first quarter, 22-0 Warriors. They work towards the top of the key. Bounce pass knocked away. McMullen almost had the steal. Maharsman knocks it away. Ends up back in the hands of Roth. There's a bounce pass out top. That'll be over and back as Macy Johnson, trying to get the ball to Jones up on top, throws it away. The Jones girl's a pretty good athlete. There's just nothing around her.
Weren't they pretty good in volleyball?
They're very good in volleyball. They try to alley-oop to Grove. She can't get it to go in. They're going to get that. They keep working on that inbounds play with the alley-oop. There's a ball knocked away by Nisley, chased down by Roth. Bounce pass ahead, stolen by Grove. Grove ahead to Eliza. Eliza picks up her dribble, and Jones with a steal. Ball back in the hands of number 20, Roth. Gets it over to Stover, back to Roth, out on top. High post, Jones turns, loses it, and blocking foul called on
Liza.
Yeah, Nisley.
She gets some cookie
weird
jar
fouls.
She gets some cookie jar fouls.
Well, that one was a blocking foul on kind of an awkward looking high post move. But Eliza doesn't need to be in there after this quarter, honestly. No. So who cares? She got a couple of fouls. That one was kind of fluky. Jones misses the bunny right at the rim.
Shortest girl in the court.
Harzma saves it to Eliza. Eliza pushes hard up the right side. Deep, leaves it for Grove. She's fouled by Jones. Grove will go to the line to shoot two. I don't think she knows it. There she knows it now. Sarah Lynn with 8 points in the first quarter, minute 12 to go. Ron, it's your turn to tell a story. I got lots more, but I'll let you tell one. Grove hits the first one. You don't have any stories for me, Ron? All your years of basketball?
Oh, yeah, I got lots of stories. But
Grove misses the second one. Yeah, that was just long. She's 3 out of 4 now, 9 points. Ball in the hands of Free. Free, McMullen on her. Over to Stover on the right wing. Skip pass over to Roth. Ball tipped by McMullen. Free gets it. There's ball tipped out of bounds by Nisley. They can barely run their offense against this pressure.
No ball handlers. No shooters.
Sub coming in is Westbrook. And she'll get Jones out. Oh, boy, now they're really in trouble. Jones goes out. I mean, not like they've scored any points with her in, but she's at least been a good rebounder and defended hard. Free. Over to, there's a ball knocked away. McMullen knocks it away. They get it back. Free with it. Pushes off on Nisley. Brings it back across half court. McMullen causing problems. Skips it over to Roth. Roth with the ball. Back to Free. Free driving left. Cut off by Harzma. Back out to Roth. Down in the corner. Macy. There's a ball stolen by McMullen as they try to reverse it. McMullen crosses over, takes it in with the right hand, up and in.
Wow.
Fundamentally sound basketball right there, Ron, by Alyssa McMullen, her first basket. Got the steal, got the basket. 12 seconds to go, first quarter, 25-0, Amity. And we're going to have a foul called on Scharf. Trying to body up on Stover in the high post.
There goes two coaches in.
Fourth team foul on the Warriors. Five on the Loggers. 6.4 seconds.
Tim.
Get it out on top. Harzma tips it away and out of bounds at half court with 2.3 seconds to go. Westbrook will inbound. A couple of seconds left. Three from half, just inside half court, misses it. After one, the first quarter is done. 25-0 Amity Warriors. We'll be right back on KLYC. Please don't go away. We don't want to talk to ourselves. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 25-0 after one quarter here. I warned you folks, but don't go anywhere. Ron and I will find a way to entertain you. We promise. It won't be with the score, but we'll find some way to entertain you. Eliza Nisley, Maya Harris, Sarah Lynn Grove, Alyssa McMullen, and Megan Scharf on the floor for the Warriors. Pass tipped out of bounds by the Loggers. Westbrook with the tip. McMullen gets it into Nisley, back to McMullen in the right corner. Nisley on the wing, skips it over. Harzma, oh, should have taken that three from the left corner instead. Works her way in, kicks it over. Out on top, McMullen swings it to Grove, drives, bounce
nice
pass. Sharp foul. Got traveled first. I think that's the right call. I was going to say she got away with the travel, but she didn't get away with the travel, folks. She was caught. She thought she was going to the line. Look at her. Thought she was going to the line. Nah, she shuffled those feet. We call that the Robbie Scharf shuffle. And the foul will be the Robbie Scharf hack. Megan learned that well. Down in the corner. They try to get it out, and McMullen with another steal. Her second steal of the game, I think. McMullen ahead to Nisley. Eliza surveys it back over to McMullen. Swings it right corner. Harzma. Harzma fakes. Back out to McMullen. Way out on top. Tries to go back to Harzma, tipped away and out of bounds by Stover. Ooh, 50 seconds gone, Ron. No score here in the second quarter. 25-0 in the first quarter, though. McMullen to Harzma, back to McMullen. Right wing extended. Out by the Loggers' name there. Be a Warrior head in our court. Skip pass to Grove. Fakes, drives, pulls up, knocks it down from 8 feet.
Good looking shot.
That's pretty. 11 points in the game for Sarah.
She's been really smooth today.
I mean, under control.
Easy shots, but just nice shots.
What you're trying to say is she's not spazzing out there. She's relaxing. There's a steal by McMullen, her third steal, right? Is that what you got for her?
I don't have steals.
Oh, I got steals. Three for her. Harzma on the, McMullen down. Oh, and a turnover for McMullen. That's at least her second one of those. 6.5 left to go, second quarter, 27-0, Warriors. Westbrook looking inside, skips it over to Macy something.
That's out of here.
And she throws it away. Macy Johnson with a baseball pass from one sideline to the other and out of bounds. I think she might come out. Yeah, she's going to come out. Coming into the game.
Have they beat anybody?
Yeah, they've got a win. They beat Portland Adventist Academy.
Oh, my.
Warriors with the ball, 2-3 zone for the Loggers. Harzma works to the right, back out to Nisley, now Harzma. Nisley, they play catch. Try to feed the post, Scharf lost it. Jump ball. Grove and Free get tied up there. Not Free. Beauregard into the game. 5-3 sophomore. Free walks the ball up the floor, 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. I know everybody's waiting, Ron, for you to tell a story. I don't want to tell another story. I feel like that would be kind of hogging the airtime. I want you to have your equal opportunity. Kind of like Title IX, except instead of for boys and girls, it's for young guys and old guys. They skip the pass, finally get it down low, still don't get a shot off. Out in the corner, Roth. Warriors playing some good defense. I think this is probably the challenge. We want to hold them scoreless without pressing.
Well,
Free to Roth for three.
Good looking
shot.
Hit
it. And there goes the shutout, folks. 5:14 to go in the first half. McMullen on the baseline. Back out to Eliza. High post, ooh, bad pass, stolen by Free. Free going the other way. Harzma gets back, and offensive foul. Good job by Harzma. Got back in front of her and got the extension. Oh, no, she just threw her out of the way, man. Threw her out of the way. It was brutal. AD and Eliza out. 5:01 to go, second quarter, 27-3. Warriors' lead has been cut to 24, Ron. It was as high as 27. 80 and Maya play catch. 80 with it, top of the key. Works left. Finds McMullen popping out. 18-footer, a little strong on that one. About 2 feet too strong. Rebound to Beauregard. Free with it. Westbrook starts to drive. Kicks it out.
Another three.
Roth for three. Not going to get that one. Ball tipped in 80 with the rebound. Nisely pushes it hard up the floor. Goes in deep. Kicks it out to McMullen.
Three.
Deep two. Misses that one. Had a toe on the line. Rebound. Jones.
She won't quit shooting.
Oh, we saw her go like,
1 for 6.
Yeah, something like that. And then
game.
Come back out and go 4 for 5 in the second half.
Yep.
Girl can shoot. Great shooter's conscience too. As in none. I remember that. I had that. Conscience.
Three.
I wasn't as good a shooter as her, but I had that conscience. Another missed shot for the Loggers. There's a drive by 80 going the other way. Fouled. Took it right into Westbrook. Great aggressive move by 80 Nisely. Coming into the game, Megan Trissel. After the first free throw. Yeah, some people, you know, shouldn't have a conscience because they're great shooters. Some people don't have a conscience, but really should. Ah, 80 misses the first one. One more coming for the Nisely.
Ball's got a curvy spin on it. It's not good rotation.
One more coming. 80, freshman guard.
See, the ball's
It's spinning sideways. Got a little thumb action going there, I think. Mm-hmm. Liza, or 80 misses a pair. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. This is a 2-3 quarter in their favor, Ron. 4 minutes in. Just saying. Roth, skip pass, over the head of Beauregard and out of bounds. We'll attribute that to pressure defense.
18 turnovers.
Nisely down low to Scharf. Back to Nisely for three. No good. Rims that one. Ball's loose and out of bounds off of. Oh, I don't think so.
Wow.
Looked to me like Roth just lost that ball. They
centered
set us off
the waist.
Yeah. Long snapper action there. Kendall in and Grove gets her first break. Grove leaves the game with 11 points, I believe. Free working on McMullen. 1-3-1 for the Warriors. McMullen with a tip and the steal, her fourth steal. Ron ahead to 80. 80 takes it with the left hand, scores. McMullen with the steal and the assist. Nisely with 6 in the game. Free will try this again. Gets over to Roth. Roth, bounce pass kicked by 80.
They don't have a chance to beat this defense because they're not attacking it like you should. 1-3-1. Need to move the ball and hit the backside. Or someone going out to the corner, but they don't ever break anybody out to the corner.
Jones tries to go baseline, and she is fouled.
Sharp?
By, if that's Sharp, that will be her. No, it was on Kendall.
Kendall.
Sharp coaching her up on how to get away with the blocking foul. You got to do it right. They get it in. Free in the corner. Roth for three. Misses that one. McMullen with a great box out on the weak side and the rebound. Job by Alyssa, the freshman. She brings it up herself. Over to Maya. Maya swings it in the corner to Kendall. Thought about the three. Goes to 80. Finds Scharf on the cut to the basket for the basket. Scharf with her first basket. 80 Nisely with the assist. 2.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 31-3 Warriors. I don't know where she thought she was going to throw that ball, but 80 said, I don't think so, and spikes it out of bounds. That was kind of funny because Roth just turned and was going to make that pass before she even saw. Just want to get the ball out of her hands, I think. Free picks it up over to somebody, Peterson, in the game. Back to Free. Down low to Jones. Jones lays it up. No good. And
a foul.
Offensive foul on Jones. She thinks she drew the foul. Watch. Nope. She knew. Okay. I did not see that being a foul on her. I thought we were right underneath the basket. Didn't give her a place to land, but
Jones,
she's got three. She's out, and she is all they have for rebounding inside. I'll bet she's not having a fun year. That'd just be my guess.
Yeah,
she's a pretty good athlete playing with a bunch of non-basketball players. Gonna be frustrated. Harzma on top. McMullen skips it over down in the corner. They try to go to the high post. Scharf back out to Kendall. 16 footer, a little strong. Rush that shot just a little bit. Up the side, free. Throws it cross court and out of bounds. Warriors basketball. How many turnovers are we at 20 yet? We at 20?
Yes.
20 turnovers in the first half for the Loggers. Eliza in, Maya out. So it's Eliza and A.D. Nisely. McMullen, Scharf, and Kendall. McMullen picks up a dribble for no reason there. Got to have that plan first. Swings it to 80. Down to Kendall. 10-footer. Buries it along the baseline. Nice little baseline run by Kendall, her first
if
basket.
If I'm going to get anything out of this, I'd like to see her be able to have some shots, put up some threes, just for her confidence.
Yeah, I
remember
like,
that last game. That was.
I like what you're saying there. I like that.
But, I mean, just think about their last game. They played the number two team in the state, and who only has two losses.
Both
and,
to us.
And now you play these guys.
There's Kendall with a steal.
She got hit on the head.
Eliza comes down with it. Back to Kylie. Kylie swings it over to McMullen. McMullen to Eliza. Eliza drives to the right. Tries to feed the post. And we've got a foul called on number 20, Roth, on the pass. But that's going to put Eliza on the line shooting one and one.
Warriors. Yeah, it's against these better teams. We just need to have another couple girls that can knock down a three.
Well, and we know Kylie can. She just has to get in that rhythm and get her confidence going.
Yeah.
At the line, there's that side spin the other way. Maybe the same way. This one by Eliza. Misses the front end of the one-on-one. Got to get that thumb off the ball, Eliza. Roth tries to drive. Cut off. There's a steal by Eliza. Eliza throws long ahead to McMullen. Bobbles it. Comes down with it. Lays it up
nice.
And in. Good job. Great pass by Eliza. Good job by Alyssa to focus, be under control, and take the shot up.
She's really, you got the Nisleys, but Alyssa is a calming effect for that whole group.
Especially on the offensive
end. She doesn't get flustered about anything.
She almost got her fifth steal. Got to travel, forced to turn over instead. Good job by Alyssa. You're right.
Because in the Southern game, she's the one that picks up that Micah girl and...
Yep, I think the only thing that Alyssa really, there's a 3 by 80, a little strong. The only thing Alyssa's really going to need to work on between now and her sophomore year is just becoming a more confident ball handler. When that comes, she'll have the whole package, I think. Down low, Loggers try to force it up, throw it out of bounds. After two, the score, Amity 35, Loggers 3. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with some halftime numbers for you. Sorry, folks, I got a little distracted.
There we go.
Lillard knocking out a shot.
Votes.
My wife's watching the House of Representatives vote count thing, trying to figure out what's going on there. Ron and I are watching a bunch of kids shoot three-pointers. And
guy knocks down two three-pointers and brings home the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, he looks like he needs Mountain Dew, doesn't he? Looks like he's already a little wired.
Oh, Henry.
So we're going to get the Harzma boys shooting here first. Carter.
It'll be good if they got left-handed basketball.
Yeah. Carter at the three-point line. Buries it. No, front rim. They only get one shot?
Buck.
Oh, now
this guy will do it. Come on, man.
Marcus from the three-point line. Drains it! Marcus Harzma knocks down the three, shows up his brother. He'll go talk a little smack now. Gets his 2-liter diet, or his 2-liter of Pepsi. Now he can go tease his brother.
Look at him stretching.
Watch this.
You.
Watch this. Look at him talking right now. gives five to his mom. Reg giving him a five. Marcus is a shooter, man. So is Carter.
Yeah.
Logan missed. Logan Grove went out and shot.
Hey,
he missed
Kobe's
his three.
At it again.
Oh, Kobe Bryant out there going to shoot the three. He's getting loosened up right now. Look at him getting the jersey, making sure it fits right. He is all in on the Kobe outfit. Here we go. Kobe Bryant, all 4 feet, 7 inches, and 180 pounds of him. He says, come on, crowd, give me something. The lefty from three-point range buries it! Look at him showing it. Yeah, bring it!
Three to the head.
He's got another one? Why does he get to shoot another one?
I paid $3.
Okay. Now he's like, come on, fans, give me some more. I'll hit another one for you. Steps into it. Oh, just short off the front of the rim.
Gotta shoot another one.
He's got another one. Kobe, 1 for 2 from 3-point range. Here comes another one. Takes a couple of dribbles, takes his time, puts it up, and little left. Ah, but he buried the first one. Highlight of the night for the Sile Loggers right there.
Right here.
Similar build.
Older brother. I saw him sitting next to me in the JV boys game. They were here.
All right, so at halftime, the Warrior girls with a 35-3 lead. Grove had 11 in the first half. Eliza Nisley with 8. 80 Nisley with 6. 4 for Alyssa. 2 for Maya, Kylie, and Megan. Anna Roth had the only basket.
One stat that I have is 22 turnovers in the first half.
For the Loggers.
And 1 for 12 from the field. When they did get it up, they were...
That kind of sums it up right there. All right, we got about 4 minutes to go before the start of the second half. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber get ready for the second half. Looking forward to a very quick second half. 35-3 Warriors at halftime. Doesn't it start right away, Ron?
Yeah.
So we should have a running clock immediately on the floor for the Warriors. Kendall, Grove, Harzma, Nisley. All right, Warrior ball. Eliza says, we're running four. Pay attention, girls. We're running four. She's got the ball. She gets things started. Works towards her left. Now back to the right to 80. Down in the corner. Kendall skips it to Maya. Left corner. Eliza for three. No good. Rebound inside. Pulled down by Trizzle. Trizzle gets the ball to Stover. To Westbrook. Down low. Trizzle scoops it up with the left hand, misses that one. Grove with the rebound to Harzma. Harzma pushes up the right side. Out in the corner, 80. Back to Maya on the cut. No good.
Ooh, nice pass.
Gets it across to Eliza along the baseline for the lay-in on the left side. Incredible pass by Maya Harzma. My goodness, she has great vision. Basket is the 10th point for Eliza Nisley. Westbrook. Looking for the cutter, knocked away by 80.
Be interesting to see when track season comes, because when Maya was an eighth grader, she was a tremendous track person. But last year as a freshman, she didn't want to play or do track.
She's waiting for her Nisley twins to get there. 5 second call on the inbound
and
along the baseline.
I think Alyssa McMullen too.
It's going to be fast.
Yeah,
it's going to be really fast. It's going to be fun to watch. We might have to do play by play and track, Ron. I'm just kidding. We're not doing play by play and track ever. Kendall, skip pass over to Eliza, finds 80 along the baseline, lays it up and in. Great pass from Eliza to 80. 80 with 8 in the game. 39-3 Warriors. Westbrook with it on the right angle, tries to drive. Eliza cuts her off. Back out on top. Jones, she wants to drive, leaves it for Westbrook. Ball
nice
fake. Floater blocked by Kendall. Rebound by Grove. Gets it to Harzma. Kendall with an excellent block without fouling there. In the corner, Kendall. Back out to Eliza. Oh, went before she had the ball. Got it back. Bounce pass to Grove from her Breer. Gets it out. Harzma.
Oh,
buries the three-pointer. Maya Harzma.
No hesitation. Like that.
Oh, I love it. You can like it. I love
it. Catch it, shoot it.
Oh, no thinking about it. No analyzing whether or not you should. What a great pass from Eliza, though, from her butt. Made the bounce pass to Grove that started all that. Westbrook in the corner to Jones. Skip pass. Yes. Knocked away by Harzma. Pulled down. There's a steal by Uh-oh. Eliza and then a foul.
I think it's going to be on 10. 80.
Ooh. Eliza was going the other way full speed. Yep. You're right. 80 nicely picks up her first foul, second foul.
So we don't have running clock. Is it just the fourth quarter?
I don't know, man. It seems like it should be going. 42-3 Warriors. Jones with it. Lynn. Sarah Lynn. Ha! Huh. Called her Lynn. Sarah Lynn on her. There's a drive by Stover. Cut off by Harzma. Great defense by the Warriors. Down low. Jones turns. Blocked by Kendall.
Nice.
Kendall gets the rebound ahead to 80. 80. Bounce pass. Eliza. 15-footer baseline. No good. Grove with the rebound. Turns. Shoots. Short. Might have got hit on that one. Daniel agrees with me. There's a ball lost, stolen by Grove. Grove pushes hard up the middle, takes it all the way in with the left hand. She was fouled by Stover. She had 80 on that left, but
they don't get wide enough.
Yeah, it was boys, so close.
It's like the boys. They don't get wide enough on that.
Soon enough.
Break.
You need to be out in front and at like a 30-degree angle.
At least by the foul line.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Grove.
I mean, that's one where 80 should have just taken off, running full speed up that left side with about a 30-degree angle for the pass from Sarah.
I'd really like to see JJ and Gavin do the same thing with the boys.
The boys don't
get out
either.
Just get out and get in front.
And get wide.
Yeah.
Remember we used to run drills all the time. Get wide. Get wide. Your coaches would just chew you out for not getting wide enough.
I thought that's what the volleyball court lines were for.
Grove hits the first, misses the second. Well, our coaches used them for that. For sure. Roth tries to back down 80. Good defense. Eliza comes to double.
Change her pivot foot.
And bounces it off of 80 and out of bounds. I think you're right.
So
5 minutes to go third quarter.
Let's be honest here. I did not play basketball with volleyball lines on the court.
I did.
Because in
there
my
were no
day,
girls playing
the girls
volleyball.
Played in the back gym.
Ah, there you
with
go.
With GAL, Girls Athletic League.
Jones throwing some elbows there, clears it. There's a travel, no call. Stover with it. Harzma right up on her. Gets it to Westbrook on the right angle. Westbrook backs it out.
But I certainly coached that when I in the
Harzma
70s.
Harzma knocks it away off the hand of Stover and out of bounds. Warriors
and everybody
ball.
In this area was running the Jack Ramsey break and the Ralph Miller break. And you filled those lanes.
Oh,
and
you did.
First. Yeah, secondary break and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, absolutely.
The Trailblazers.
Absolutely. Fundamental fast breaks. Not a lot of freelancing. People
no dribble, that's for sure.
That's right. You had responsibilities on that break.
Yeah.
They try to go high post to Scharf, tipped away by Johnson. Roth with it on the left wing. 43-3 Warriors, 4:26. Jones with a nice running start, no call. Loses it out of bounds. Got some attitude.
She's a good looking athlete, but there's zero help. Is she a senior?
Yeah.
11?
Yeah. She's suffering from an attitude. It's hard to have a good attitude when you're on a bad team, but it does test your character a little bit. Warriors play catch out top. Harzma with it. Back to 80. Or to Eliza. Eliza finds McMullen in the right corner, calling out what she wants to Eliza. Finds Scharf cutting, 10 footer, no good, little strong. I like the play though. She rolled from that baseline up along that right side, caught the ball, turned, and shot with Kendall providing some little interference there, kind of a semi-screen. No! Eliza
just waiting
picks
for her,
the
turn
pocket.
Her back.
Yep. Westbrook turned her back. Eliza picks her pocket, takes it in for the basket. Nice defensive strategy and execution by Nisley. Off of Jones's hand and out of bounds.
Here comes more freshmen.
Yeah, more freshmen. Liliana Rideout and Wilson. Kylie Wilson into the game. Kendall and Eliza out. So McMullen's still in with Scharf and Harzma. Rideout. Back to Harzma. 3.5 to go in the third quarter.
Both you and I really like Lily from soccer. She's just a fighter.
Got to get a little stronger with her skills in basketball, but... really good JV player right now.
She'll be a good helper.
Yep. Wilson out to Sharp. Travel. The head fake. Drug the pivot foot.
And
Rice in
Rice.
And Mar Harzma out. 3:11 to go third quarter, 45-3 Amity. I feel like at this point this broadcast is for the girls to listen to later. That's about it. Wilson right up on Johnson. Good defense there. Thrissell over to Westbrook on the angle. Finds Roth popping out for a three. Short. Good box out by Rideout. Now she pushes ahead to McMullen. Step through. Gives it back to Wilson over to Rice. 16-footer short. Ball tipped out of bounds. Should be Warrior basketball off of Jones. Warriors ball. McMullen left side of the key along the baseline. Lobs it to Wilson. Back to McMullen. Turns 5-footer short. Wilson with the flat-footed rebound, but lost it. Westbrook pushing the other way. Gets past Rice. McMullen hustles back and blocks the shot. Good save by Westbrook into Johnson. Jones with it now out on top. Jones hands it to Roth. Roth has their only points of the game. Drives left. Gets in. Little runner. No good. Scharf throws her to the ground, but no call. Warriors ball. She checks on her. Incidental throw to the ground. I don't think Roth weighs much. Scharf's pretty strong. 2:15 to go, third quarter. McMullen to right out on the right angle. Down in the corner to Scharf. Hard ball fake. Swing it to Rice. Back to McMullen. Trying to get right out on that baseline. McMullen knocked away from her. Gets it over to Rice. Rice with a little drive. Probably fouled. Yep, there's the call from about 17 feet. Gets hacked. Rice will go to the line to shoot two with a minute 53 to go in the third quarter, Ron. It's 45-3 Amity.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
It is Saturday. I can sleep in tomorrow. You?
No college football, no pros till tomorrow night.
We do have the Dale Robbins Memorial Service.
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Dale Robbins, a longtime Amity guy. Taught in Amity. I think he went to school in McMinnville.
Yeah, his dad was a coach at
Oral
Amity.
Robbins, right?
Yeah.
Going way back. RV and I were just having this conversation. Rice hits one out of two.
He coached, the Steve Morrises of the world, Randy Rhodes.
Dale Robbins did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dale coached, taught social studies, I believe, and coached in the 70s, 60s and 70s for the Warriors. Nice guy.
And he was at YC and at McMinnville. And then for the last 15 or 20 years, he's 86, but all through his 60s and 70s, he was a fixture as a substitute at Amity High School.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've only knew him for the last 11 years, but what a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Just
solid, never changed.
And what a great attitude he had. Warriors inbound the ball and get it stolen. Thrissell going the other way. Right out. Good defense getting back. Thrissell falls. Right out gets called for the foul. I don't know. Boy.
That was just out of control.
Yeah, she was just trying to go left in an awkward way. And right out, I thought, had great defensive position. But benefit of the doubt goes to Loggers. Second team foul on the Warriors. First on Liliana. Right out. Jones gives it up to Free. Free works left. All the way down with that left hand. Too strong. Right out with a rebound. Right out. This is what I like. Look at her aggressively push that ball up the floor.
Always looking.
Yep. Swings it over to McMullen. I think once she gets a little bit more refined with her skills, she's going to be a real asset to this varsity team off the bench.
She's very smart. Knows the plays. Knows what to do.
Just the ball handling skills are the hardest part at the varsity level.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you can't be sloppy with the ball. She's got the right attitude.
Jed's coaching 46-3, 51 seconds left to go in the third quarter. He's a little bit frustrated that they're not getting into their offense.
Yep. That's good.
And too much dribble. They just need to pass, pass, pass.
That's good. They're getting coached regardless of the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. You got some players in there who don't play a lot of varsity minutes, don't play a lot together in varsity games, and they're getting, you know, talking to about how to run their offense.
Do we have do you think, it's imminent here in the next week or two that Ellie's gonna be?
I don't want to surmise. I know that they're waiting for, clearance from the surgeon. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the last thing. She is as antsy as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Working out so often, so many hours by herself.
Lonely.
In the weight room, in the gym.
Lonely times. Just like a pro athlete. Yeah. The game's going on and
you're doing your own thing.
Pro athletes will tell you the hardest part is rehab. By yourself.
By yourself. That's the hardest part.
You're used
Rice
to-
for three. Looked good. No good.
Nice rebound.
Wilson had it. Gotta go up stronger. Wilson has such a great knack for rebounding. She's just gotta go up stronger with that ball in these varsity games. She's not the most assertive personality. And so she has a knack for getting the ball. Her timing is excellent. Good hands. Just needs to be stronger on the finish inside.
I know her genes.
Needs to power that up.
Julie and Craig are feisty and, whoa, that's a foul.
Yeah, Jones just takes out right out, ended with a jump ball. My wife's no basketball official, but she's got an incredulous look on her face about that one. Jones was out of control, sliding across the floor, taking
loose
people's
ball.
Legs out.
NBA loose ball.
Yeah.
No fouls.
46-3. Warriors, 22 seconds to go, third quarter. In the corner, free, tries to drive. McMullen cuts her off, misses the shot. Ball's loose to Johnson. Trizzle tries to get in deep. Oh, took it right away from her by Kylie Wilson. Great hand. Snuck down behind her and took the ball from her. McMullen was holding position.
Should be up.
Rice for three. Looks good. Is Emily Rice buries the three-pointer at the buzzer. 49-3 after three quarters, folks. We'll be right back on KLYC. You can talk about it. Welcome back. Jeff Clark, Ron Hubert. Looking ahead at next week, Ron.
Dayton, Taft, and I think there's a game that's been added, Western Christians on Saturday.
Of this coming week.
Yeah. And then the week after that, we play Monday in Harrisburg, in that Martin Luther King game. So we play Monday, Tuesday, Friday the next week. So we got six games in the next, 12 days, 14 days.
So you're telling me we're gonna be tired. I don't know about the players. You and I are gonna be tired.
Mm-hmm.
McMullen fouled by free.
So we got some more. We got Christensen in.
With Rideout, McMullen, Scharf, and Wilson. Scharf out there to provide a little leadership, I think.
Well, I think they're trying to get Scharf and some. She was gone for a week or so. Get her some playing.
McMullen with it. 7.5 minutes. Should be a running clock now. Hypo, Scharf tries to feed back door to Rideout. It's going to be a jump ball. And there's no possession arrow, so, you know, whatever. It's going to go to the loggers.
It is running clock now.
It is running clock.
So,
small joys in life.
In less than 9 minutes, we should be done.
There will not be a post-game conversation. When this is over, folks, I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to drive home.
You got to go farther now.
Peterson with it, throws it away, loses it. Trying to drive down the left side. Warriors ball. They're going to pressure. Free's going to pressure. McMullen into Rideout. Rideout. Crosses over to the left hand. Foul. No call. Gets it to McMullen. Now to Christensen. Lost it. Trying to get that ball around Peterson. But there's Rideout with a steal going the other way. She gives it up to McMullen. 6.5 to go. McMullen in the left forecourt. Works over to the top of the key, back door, Rideout, lays it up short, gets it back, puts it up and in. Liliana Rideout with her first basket. Phillip giving
really
a nice cheer down there.
Very nice pass from
McMullen.
Alyssa.
Yeah. Yep. Didn't get the assist though, because Lily didn't make the first one, but a good job of staying with it by Rideout.
Whoa.
Bodies
Scharf
flying around, Scharf throwing people
man.
Around. Then they're going to get Christensen for a foul out on top.
I think Scharf coming out now.
Rice coming in. Scharf out. So Rice, Wilson, McMullen right out, Christensen.
Basically, JV's minus Alyssa.
Yep, but a chance for Alyssa to run some point, which is important for her.
Yeah.
We talk about the one thing that she's got to do is get more comfortable with that ball in her hands. This is how you do it. You play some point. You practice it. Good defense by the Warriors here, extending their man-to-man. Free with a running start. Good hands by Emily Rice. Knocked that away. Free got the old fullback running start at the basket there. No call on the travel. Baseline, Free will inbound right side of the key. Slaps the ball, triggers it into the corner. Three-pointer. No good. Wilson with the flat-footed rebound. She gets such good position. Boxes out well. Just got to get her to go up and get the ball.
Offense and defense.
Buries the little mid-range jumper.
Christensen.
She is not on there, so I got to make sure I give that to her. Caden Christensen with a basket. Loggers with the ball. Free. Oh. Almost stolen by Caden.
Look who covered.
There's a drive and a missed shot by number four. Westbrook should go to the line to shoot two. They've had 3 points since the second quarter.
Yeah.
Westbrook with a chance to get a couple here.
So now they are not stopping the clock, so they're not being consistent.
Well, it's because it's a 50-point lead instead of a 30-point lead, Ron. Westbrook hits the first.
It's still you stop the clock when they come over. And
I think the official gave him the little head shake, like, don't stop the clock, keep it going. Nobody wants to be here longer.
No.
She hits a pair, though.
So this is high leading scorer.
No, Roth hit a three.
Uh-oh.
So I thought second leading scorer with 2 points.
I thought that was her.
4 minutes to go in this one. Right out.
Hands on.
Going to get a 5-second call. Picks it up just in time. Wilson.
Boom.
Finds Rice down low. Lays it up. And in. What a great pass from Wilson. And McMullen freed up Rice
nice
with
screen.
A great
back
screen.
Yep.
Great job. They ran the offense. That'll make Jed happy. Little drive by Westbrook.
Uh-oh.
And a reach-in foul on Kylie. Didn't move her foot there. Didn't slide over. Got caught. Hand in the cookie jar. 55-5 Warriors. Loggers are bringing in some JV kids as if. Never mind. 55-5 Amity. 3:20 to go. Can make this substitution take about 3 minutes. I'd be okay with that.
Clock's running.
It is. I know. Just don't even bother to inbound it. Here we go. I'm not calling out names now. I don't have them. 15, inbounds it to 24. 24, fades, shoots, misses, rebound. McMullen in traffic. She is tied up in a jump ball. It'll be Warriors basketball. Under 3 minutes to go in this
one,
folks.
I want to talk about stories. In
all
of your years of coaching, were you ever on the other side of a 55-5 game?
No.
I coached a lot of sports, so I was never, ever in a 50-point loss.
I mean, I had some 30-point losses in girls.
Yeah, I did too.
Middle school basketball.
Yeah.
That was tough. It's a foul from behind on Christensen. That'll be the sixth on the Warriors. They're going to call a shooting foul or out of bounds? Should be out of bounds. Ah, they're going to put her on the line. What are they going to do? They're going to put her on the line.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Number 12 going to the line to shoot free throws. That's Beauregard. 2:15. And a yawn. Sorry, folks. Beauregard misses the first one.
Yeah, 55-5. I don't think so. I had some 30-point losses.
I had a couple of those, especially middle school girls basketball stuff. I never had it in varsity boys. Never coached varsity girls, so I don't know.
Varsity girls, I think we got beat by 25 or 30 by a team from Gresham once.
Without a 3-point line, so that's like a 50-point loss.
Right out with the ball. You have to ride the bus 80 miles back to the desk.
Rough. Right out in the backcourt. Gets it to McMullen. Needs to get it across. She is fouled. Just the fourth team foul. Clock keeps running. It's fine. Warriors ball on the side. The officials want to get out of here. I know that. 55-6 now, though. If the Warriors don't score, it's not going to be a 50-point win. You don't get a lot of 50-point wins. It's hard. McMullen. Works left.
Someone's going to fire in a three.
Rice on the left wing. Drives.
Lay
all
in.
The way to the basket. Lays it up. No good.
Kylie
Wilson puts it back up and in. Always in the right spot.
57. There it is.
The six. We're back up 51 now. Maybe the largest lead of the game. I don't know. Might be. Loggers with the ball. They've got it way out by the center circle with 50 seconds to go. Get a screen. Mid-range jump shot, no good. Ball's loose. Rice comes out of there with it. Pushing up hard the other way.
Oh, no.
Still going all the way in. Lays it up and in. Emily Rice drives it coast to coast. 30 seconds to go in this one. 59-6 Warriors. There's a drive left by number 5. Double dribbled. No call. Wilson with the block. And a travel inside on number 24, Skylar Brown.
That could be it.
20 seconds to go in this one. Warriors inbound the ball. 15 seconds. McMullen works right. Gives it to Rideout. Rideout drives. Shoots and scores. Because nobody was guarding her. 61-6, Ron. 55 points. You're saying this might be the most lopsided that you've ever experienced.
Oh, yeah.
It's there. I can't think of anything worse. Or better. Or however you... Yeah. Our girls got to work on a few things. They'll play Dayton on Tuesday.
And that could be the same. Not quite this bad, but
no, it could be a 30-point win, though. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. Well, if you're still awake, congratulations. Ron and I are going to drive home. 61-6. Final score here from Loggerville, Scio High School. Have a great night. It is another great night to be a Warrior. See you Tuesday.